You know, if you've been hearing some of my preaching, water is very important, especially if you're going to have an interview. Do you know that? You know, young people, those that going to, that's wanting to have another job or whatever, bring water all the time when you're going to have an interview. If there's a very difficult question, reach out for water and drink while you are thinking about the answer. Work all the time for me. How about we stand up, please? Put your hands on the up like this. Another one. Put it down. Up. You say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may sit down. Today is Easter. One of the most important date in the calendar of Christians. Thank you. Thank you. I need that one. Praising the Lord already. Okay, my text today is Luke chapter 23, 33 to 34. I need to give this to my wife, otherwise I will play with this while I'm having a talk. Okay, so are you there? Wherever you if you're using a printed Bible or you're using your nice phones or iPad or whatever, let's read Luke 23:34. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals on one on the right and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. Every Easter, we celebrate the empty tomb because Jesus has risen and he is alive. Amen for that. We celebrate that. All Christendom is celebrating King Jesus on Easter, remembering the day he disarmed and defeated sin, Satan, and even death by raising from the grave victorious. Crucifixion was the ultimate battle for over our sin, and Jesus has won the victory. I would like to commend these three ladies. They are on my spitting distance. Many churches, they don't occupy this one. You know, I need to be fast because I preached last time 1 hour, but this time I'm going to aim for about 40 minutes. Is that okay? All right. Okay. Yeah, I just remember that when I was preaching in the Philippines, when the half of the church is on the back, so I move the pulpit in the middle so that I can be closer to them. But I commend you, three ladies, young ladies. Thank you. Yeah, 1 hour, you can't last that long, so you can have your water ready. Okay, crucifixion was the ultimate battle. If you look at the history of the world, it is littered with dead bodies of people who tried to conquer the world. Great leaders come and go. They're dead, many of them, or all of them, except for the present leaders. And around them are the death of people who, by one way or another, been affected by the conquering armies of these so-called great leaders of history. History testifies that many of these so-called great leaders believe that changing the world according to their own visions and purposes could only be done by force, by manipulation and coercion. And even today, many leaders of our nations in the world still follow that philosophy. Death of many, victims and perpetrators as well. Today we are celebrating the person that conquers the world and is still conquering it. We are celebrating that person. This great leader from old time and before time existed has a different way of conquering. His method and his tools of war are different. His weapon of war is not conventional. He has no tanks, fighter planes, missiles, rockets, satellites, etc., etc. He doesn't have an arsenal of these things. He has an arsenal full of love and grace. Grace anchored in the everlasting and unconditional love of the Father. That is what is in his arsenal. He has an army of angels behind him, but did not choose to use them. His mercy is new every morning, even to his enemies. And he is not ashamed to conquer our hearts and restore our lives. And because of that, even his armies are not immune to this conquering, ever-conquering leader of ours. If the world's method is to kill, to destroy, and leave a trail of destruction, his method is to bring life, restoration, and transformation through a very powerful message. And he perfected this very purpose by shedding the only blood needed to be shed, his own. His aim is not domination. His aim is transformation. He came in the name of his Father to fulfill the longing of a creator to save the world from their sin. That's his purpose. The Lord appeared to us in the past, Jeremiah 31:3. This is so, so powerful. This is an awesome verse. He said, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.'" Do you know that before the foundation of the world, he already loved us. And he already saw you that he's going to exist at this point in time. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Wow. He's got an everlasting love, and he's offering an everlasting life. While living with his disciples, he modeled the message. Sorry, I'm a little bit excited. Are you okay? Are you still alive? All right. Okay, good. Good, good. While living with his disciples, he modeled how the message could be experienced and lived. It's one thing to to hear the Word of God. It's one thing to believe. It's another thing to live and enjoy it. Enjoy it. Eternal salvation or eternal life is not meant to be enjoyed when we are already with Him. Remember what He said when the disciple says, "Teach us to pray." And what did He say? Pray like this. What is it? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's the purpose? He would like us to leave the kingdom here and enjoy like the way they are enjoying it in heaven. It is not only to believe His message. It is not only to know that we have salvation, that we are forgiven. It is for us to live and to enjoy it with Him. Our journey must be intimate enough to be there with Him every day so that we can enjoy Him. I enjoy the presence of my wife every night, every day. That's the essence of relationship, an intimate relationship. I enjoy Jesus. I enjoy the Holy Spirit. I enjoy their company. Can I just ask you again to stand, and we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for today. It is an Easter Sunday. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is with us today. Holy Spirit, you are an awesome God. You are an awesome companion that we can enjoy to be with every day. You are an awesome, awesome comforter that can actually give us a hug when we are hurting. You are an awesome God and an awesome guide when there is no clarity in our lives and in our way. When there are darkness, you're there to give a light to us. Holy Spirit, you are so good to us and you are faithful. Even when we are not faithful, you're still with us. Thank you, Jesus, that you are also with us. As you said in John chapter 17, that you would like to be one with us, and we with your Father and you. Thank you, and thank you, Father God, for sending your Son that we might have life and have it to the full, enjoying your company, enjoying your hug in the morning, your kisses at night, and even enjoying our fellowship with you, even at night, in the middle of our dreams. We honor you. We bless you, triune God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So Jesus, while he was living on this earth, Jesus models the way of righteousness. He modeled the way of righteousness. A man without sin, and because of his sinlessness, he cannot die. He cannot die. It is not possible for a sinless man to die. As the scripture said, the wage of sin is death. Death is just what? The wage of the sinfulness of a person, of a man. And therefore, in the next verse that I'm going to quote to you, thank you, Nick. 2 Corinthians 5:21. If you can go there while I'm drinking my water. Two Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. In order for Jesus to die, God imputed our present sin, our past sin, our future sin, and the sin of the whole world before, even from the creation of the world, so that he might die on the cross of Calvary. In dying on the cross, he modeled the power of his message: everlasting love. The Father chose the one that has the best credentials to demonstrate his affection to the jewel of his creation, us. He sent his only Son, Jesus. The ultimate prop he decided to use was the cross, the cruelest, most barbaric, and painful way to convey what was in his heart. I love you with an everlasting love. That's what we want to convey. The greatest message delivered more than 2,000 years ago is still reverberating and effective today. For God so loved the world, he loves you and me. Thank God I can speak to you today because I was loved. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. In Isaiah 53:7, it says that he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. By his wounds, we are healed. By his wounds, we are healed. We are healed by any sickness, but we are also healed from everything. On the cross, he displayed the greatest mystery of the most powerful, conquering, life-changing message: the Father's everlasting love. A man without sin, bearing sins of all mankind, past, present, future, crucified between the two criminals in a place called Calvary. In agony, Jesus prayed this prayer, which is the title of this message: Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. In the middle of that agonizing time, the most barbaric way to be punished for something that he has not done, he said this: Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Jesus crying on the cross, his one desire for all of us is to be forgiven. There are 7 sayings on the cross. One of them is, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The second one is, today you will be with me in paradise. The third one, behold your son, behold your mother. My God is the fourth one, why have you forsaken me? The fifth one is, I thirst. There's a lot of messages on this. I don't have the time to tell you that. And then the sixth one is, it is finished. And then on the seventh one is, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The first is a prayer for each one of his creation, of his people that he created. And his one desire is for every one of us to be forgiven. Do you need to be forgiven? That's my question. Do you need to be forgiven? I think the answer is yes. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We need to be forgiven. Why do I need to be forgiven? Why? God is a holy and righteous God, and we can only have forgiveness through the death of His Son. For the wages of sin is death. Without forgiveness of sin, punishment must be applied. But that punishment has already been applied on Jesus. Because we can't save ourselves. And only Jesus can provide that. And that's the reason why on the sixth day it says, it is finished. My sacrifice is done. The blood has been shed for all mankind. It is finished. When Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, it means your forgiveness is done and ready. First, I believe you, all of you might probably do a lot of things in the oven, baking cake or whatever, or just using the microwave to do something. And then after it is finished doing the thing that it's used to do, it says, ding. Correct? I'd like you to remember this. If this is the only one that you will remember, I'd like you to remember this. Whenever you heard that ding, it is finished. And it's ready. Salvation and forgiveness has been finished by God, by Christ, by Jesus Christ, and it is ready. It is done. Hallelujah! It is done, ready for everyone. What shall I do when it is finished and done? What do you do when it's finished and done? You don't want to leave it in the microwave or in the oven. You don't want to take. You want to take it and start what? Eating it, enjoying it. Decide to believe that it is finished and accept His forgiveness. Accept it. It's done. You cannot do anything. It is a gift. It is a gift. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household. That's the promise in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Believe. Accept that it's finished. You cannot do anything about it. You cannot add or minus to what Jesus has done. It is finished more than 2,000 years ago. The Son has been done. Ding! Finished. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. I have a gentle reminder for those who attend Grace Point regularly. I am doing this with a big smile. Okay? Jesus is interceding for us and is still praying for each one of us, even today. I'd like you to think and ponder this prayer in your heart. Ask God for something that is being reminded by the Holy Spirit to you today. Something to repent of. Something to avoid. and something to focus on. Something to focus on. Someone said, whatever you focus on, you grow. It grows because what you focus on, you increase and you do lots of your energy to it. It grows. Whatever you need to focus on in the next season of your journey with God, ask our Lord Jesus to bring to light what needed to be done. What needed to be done. Because we are on this journey with God. How intimate are you with the Father? How intimate are you with Jesus? And how joyful it is to be with the Holy Spirit all day long and say, oh, let's do this one. Talk to Him. He's there all the time. Okay, that's a general reminder. I would like you all to stand up. I'm going to ask you all to stand up and close your eyes. And I'm going to pray for each one of us. Father, you are so awesome. You provided us grace anchored in the unconditional and everlasting love of yours. I thank you for Jesus who conquered the grave. And live us with the Holy Spirit, but also that you, Jesus, is alive right now interceding for us. Jesus, I pray that as you intercede for us and for each one of the people that are here, I'm praying that you talk to each one of us. Father, I would like to give an invitation for those who would like to be forgiven. With every eyes closed, no looking around, I'd like you to raise your hand and say to Jesus, I would like to be forgiven. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I would like to be forgiven. It's done. It's done. You heard the ding. It is done. I'd like to be forgiven. Thank you. Is there any more? I'd like to extend it by another 30 seconds. You would like to be forgiven. Thank you. Thank you. You would like to be part of His family. Raise your hand. Forgiven and be part of His family. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to ask the elders to come over in the front. And some of the TSG people that would like to be with us here at the front. Still, while you are there, close eyes. Probably it's new to you, but I would like you, those people who say, I would like to be forgiven, I'd like to invite you without being forced to come over and talk to the people at the front. They will pray for you. What's the first one? First one. Thank you. Thank you. Come over. I'm inviting you to be at the front. Inviting you to be at the front. To be prayed for. I will extend that invitation for another 1 minute. While the Lord is talking to you, while you are talking to Him, ask Him, Father, do you want me to go forward? Father, do you want me to be there and be prayed for? Thank you. This is precious. Pray. This is a precious time, guys. The church, pray for each one of us. We are here as one body. Pray for each one. Pray for these people that are in the front. And if there's some more who would like to come and be prayed for and receive forgiveness from the Father, come. Come. Precious time with the Father. Spend time with the Father. Anyone else who would like to pray at the front? We need people that can pray. Anna, please, we need more people. I like this. Any more? It is so precious to see people come and be prayed for. It is so precious to be with the Father at the front. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Thank you. Thank you. I'll give you about 3 minutes to pray for each other. Is there anyone else who would like to come? The Lord is talking to you. You're talking to Him. Please. I will extend it for another 2 minutes. This is so precious. Please remain seated or standing if you want. Yeah, if you cannot stand a little bit more, just sit down, relax, commune with the Father, commune with God.